In France, former President Jacques Chirac died this morning at the age of 86. Chirac was France's second longest-serving president. He held the post from 1995 to 2007. Americans may remember him most for refusing to join the U.S.-led Coalition of the Willing, which invaded Iraq in 2003. Here is Chirac in March of that year.
L'Irak ne représente pas aujourd'hui.
Iraq today does not represent an immediate threat that would justify an immediate resort to war. France calls upon everyone to preserve the unity of the Security Council.
Que la légalité internationale soit respectée.
Chirac's decision to stay out of that war was a popular one with the French. Gérard Araud was a French ambassador to Israel under Chirac. Araud was also the French ambassador to the United States. He told us how people in France are remembering Chirac today.
Chirac has been around for 40 years. He was elected, I think, member of the parliament in 67, and he was president till 2007. So I think the French see Chirac as the embodiment of their own youth. You know, there is a sort of nostalgia of the past, and Chirac is this past. But on the top of that, he was a campaigner. He was elected by, in a sense, the most rural constituency in France. You know, we have an agricultural fair in France every year. He was well known to spend hours in this fair, tasting all the cheese, patting all the cows. It's also another France. So which explains also the nostalgia, I should say, of the public opinion right now.
People in the United States may know Chirac best for his strong opposition to the Iraq War, which led to a pretty uncommon falling out between Washington and Paris, especially Republicans in Washington. Pretty dramatic stuff with French fries symbolically substituted for freedom fries. What were the most dramatic moments that you recall?
I think, you know, Willie, there are a lot of comments about the fact that his 12 years of presidency was a bit wasted time for France because he didn't reform the country. But I think everybody will remember him because of that. He said no to a criminal and stupid invasion of Iraq. So, you know, maybe that every man, every human being has a moment in his life. And I think that was the moment of Jacques Chirac. He was, at this moment, the voice of reason and also the voice of morality against the hubris of the Americans and the servility of the countries which were supporting the U.S.
Chirac was also known for his temper. Did you experience any of that firsthand?
Well, you know, he had this outburst of temper in Jerusalem in 96. He was visiting the old city and he felt that he was totally harassed by the Israeli security. And in front of all the TV, he said, "If you don't stop, I'm driving to the airport and I'm leaving the country." But basically, he was a courteous guy. He was a lot of fun, actually. And so, again, now we are in a sort of a wave of nostalgia in France because of the past. But I think what will remain, I said, Iraq. Second point, he was the first one to recognize that actually, during the Second World War, it was not Vichy or Willy who persecuted the Jews. It was France. He recognized the responsibility of our country in this period. There was a taboo in the French history, and that's also something that we'll remember.
Yeah, I mean, that acknowledgement in 1995 of France's collaboration with its German occupiers, I mean, that really felt like a sincere return to liberté, égalité, fraternité. But now in this post-Brexit world, his vision seems to be crumbling in some respects. How do you think that colors his legacy?
He left the power in 2007, and he was born in 1932. So it's already a new world that actually he wouldn't understand. The populist wave, for instance, he was very strong against the far right, even if he was himself a conservative. But obviously, the political debate has dramatically changed. Again, let's not try to make Jacques Chirac a prophet. Jacques Chirac was not a prophet. He was a conservative. He was rooted in the old France, the France of, as I've said, the France of the farmers, of the cows, and the France of Gaullism. In a sense, we are entering a new world, which is definitely not his world.
Gérard Araud, the former French ambassador to the United States, thank you for helping us remember Jacques Chirac today.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.